another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and Northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. Folks who attended the 5th annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival will remember husband and wife Brad Leftwich and Linda Higginbotham as a fiddle and banjo team reminiscent of some of the finest musical Ozark mountaineers. Well, the Bloomington, Indiana couple returned by popular demand to play the 6th annual Hiawatha Festival, joined by guitarist Mark Ritchie to underscore the group's very danceable sound. From July of 1984, here's the music of Leftwich, Higginbotham, and Ritchie.
Next, you'll be learning from a Swedish band called the Deep Elm Blues. Deep Elm was a notoriously wicked place, and the ladies would not want these gentlemen to go off in that direction. Of course, he sang this song as a cautionary thing in order to warn people from going to Deep Elm, and it seems like every time we do warn people against it, they leave in droves. Mark, take Mark for example. He's always going down to Deep Elm, and he hasn't been the same since. People that go down to Deep Elm just don't come back, because you know what they got down there in Deep Elm? Hussies. They got hussies down there. They'll steal your virtue. So if you value your virtue, don't go to Deep Elm. So take warning, folks. Deep Elm.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, mama, daddy's got them deep elm blues. Oh,
comes from the mountains called John Lovers Gone. Didn't have many words to go with it, so we had to kind of flesh out the story a little bit. But it's about a man who goes off to find excitement, and the guys are going off to fight somewhere.
Western country.
Might have been up here.
Oh, this is the northern country.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
seems to say that on Bonaparte's Retreat, you're supposed to play the last part towards the very end. You're supposed to play at double time. It's supposed to represent the troops retreating as they leave the battlefront. Thank you.
We're going to play a beautiful waltz from the Ozarks now that I set some words to about a very happily married couple that you might know someplace.
All have the impression that we don't know any popular music. Well, we're going to prove you false, or wrong, or whatever. I learned a popular tune once. I learned it from an old fiddler who lived back in the Ozark Mountains. His name was Tom Fuller, and he played a lot of good breakdown tunes, and that was the reason I used to go to visit him, because I wanted to learn all of his breakdown tunes. But his heart really was with the old popular tunes that came around back in the 1910s and 1920s, like Rubber Dolly and the Alexander's Ragtime Band. And he'd play the breakdowns if I asked him to, but then he'd look up and say, "But wouldn't you really like to learn this one? This is a beautiful old tune." So one day I just decided to accommodate him, and I learned how to play Alexander's Ragtime Band. So we're going to do that next. Got some fans of Alexander's Ragtime Band out there. Old Irving Berlin tune. Thank you.
listening to Leftwich, Higginbotham, and Ritchie from the July 1984 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Cooperative and Studio 8 for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.